from the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs. This is the Locked On Chiefs podcast.
Welcome to another mailbag episode of Locked On Chiefs. I'm Seth Kaiser with The Athletic. And look, we don't have time to waste. I love that you're listening. I love that you're participating. But we have more questions than I know what to do with. So today, we are going to try to drive through something like 60 or 70 questions. We'll see how many of them are repetitive. But you know what? I'm excited. Let's just dive right into it. Mr. C. David, my buddy Charlie, asks, money aside, which one free agent safety would you like to see in a Chiefs uniform next year? Man, that's the fastest I've ever dove into an episode, by the way. Just throwing that out there. Now, I'm ruining it by talking about it now. But I just want to say, I hope your week's going well, if you felt like there wasn't enough of an introduction. Anyway, if money aside, which free agency would I like to see in a Chiefs uniform next year? One free agent. If money were no object, Earl Thomas or Landon Collins. I think Landon Collins because he's more of a proven commodity in Spag's system. Which player would be a better in Spag's system? Charlie, I'm giving you two because you took me to a couple Chiefs games and I love you, buddy. Houston Ford or the field? I think probably the best player in Spag's system, honestly, in my opinion, at least for 1 year, next year, I think would be Justin Houston. But what do I know? I'm kind of a Justin Houston homer. Not really. Tony asks, would you rather fight 100 cat sized Josh Briscoes or one Josh Briscoe sized cat? Well, I gotta tell you, I'm definitely gonna go with the 100 cat sized Josh Briscoes. Josh is a kind and gentle soul. And so I don't think he would, I don't think he would harm me, especially if he were cat sized. Tony also asks if I've ever seen Ryan Tracy without a hat on. I don't think Ryan exists without a hat. So, you know, we've gotten some non-football ones right out of the way. But seriously, I think Ryan's hats are permanently attached to his head. So, you know, that is what it is. Our own fellas at the Locked On Chiefs ask, which tight ends can't you take your eyes off? Inquiry minds want to know. I'm telling you, man, the tight end class this year is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Go watch some of Noah Fant and TJ Hawkinson or Caden Smith or Irv Smith or Zach Gentry or Jace Sternberger or Josh Oliver. I mean, there are so many good tight ends that look legit. Or you can go a little farther down the list and you look at like Dax Raymond out of Utah State or Dawson Knox can move with Ole Miss. There are some really, really, really good tight ends in this draft. I am telling you. And so I really want the Chiefs to go that direction because I want to see them just destroy teams with weird matchups. I would love to watch it. Reagan, friend of the show, Reagan Cresswell asks, what would your combine testing numbers be? Reagan, they would be poor. Let me tell you that much. Keith McLean, my buddy Keith. Hi, Keith. You know, I've gotten to know some of you, and I just really appreciate every last one of you. Keith, you're the best. Keith asks, keep one, cut one, trade one. Oh, no. Z-Man on Texas Toast. Oh, that's so good. Jamal Charles highlights. Can't live without those. Appearances on Almost Entirely Sports with Josh Briscoe. Oh, my goodness. I need to keep one, cut one, trade one. Holy smokes. I've got to keep the Z-Man on Texas. No, I'm going to cut the Z-Man on Texas Toast because I can just get a regular Z-Man. So that was easy. I'm going to trade Jamal Charles highlights because I can watch Patrick Mahomes highlights. But there is only one Josh Briscoe on Almost Entirely Sports. Sean Ryan says, did you see Stone Cold Jones, Chris Jones post this morning? Isn't that crazy? If you haven't seen, Chris Jones posted a video. He, you know, he's with Le'Veon Bell. He's like, come on, Chiefs, you know, kind of a little fun hype type thing. Can they realistically get Jones and Hill signed long term and fix our defense? Yes. What if they pick up Bell and Collins? Could they still do that? Yes, they could. Look, I'm not going to bore anyone about the salary cap, but the reality is, for the most part, these are phony numbers. Go around to the over-the-cap calculator, and play around with the numbers for a while. All but the most expensive and huge contracts are actually pretty easy to work around. And even the really huge, expensive ones, you can stagger them, you can do a lot of different things. Does that mean you can sign literally anyone? No, it does not. But just always keep in mind, when the New Orleans Saints had like $500,000 in cap space, they signed Jarius Byrd, which remember at the time was a huge deal because he was thought to be by far the best safety on the market. So, yes, they could, and maybe, you know, they even should. Star 5, Buddy 7, Road Junior 5. These names get complicated, guys. How would you feel if we signed Landon Collins and Trey Flowers? I would feel great about it, especially, you know, if they don't cut Houston and or trade Houston and Ford, they don't need Trey Flowers because Ford or Houston can play that Leo defensive end spot. If they get rid of both of them, I think they need to sign Trey Flowers because otherwise, what are you doing? Getting rid of everyone. Eric Martinson asks, and again, we're burning through these guys, just to entertain Chris Jones' tweet, what kind of contract would be acceptable to bring in Bell? For me, I can't picture Bell being willing to sign for the type of money that I would want him to sign for. I am firmly of the opinion that individual running backs don't move the needle that much. Le'Veon Bell might be kind of an exception because he's such a gifted receiver and such a gifted runner. Maybe he could just blow the complete roof off the offense. If they signed him even to a big contract, I would wait it out. I wouldn't be thrilled, but I would wait it out to see what the result would be. Jordan Keys asks, do you think the Chiefs will, should, consider signing another linebacker such as C.J. Mosley or Anthony Barr? I don't think C.J. Mosley is a fit because I think they've got their middle linebacker in Anthony Hitchens. I think they've got their weak side linebacker in Dorian O'Daniel. They do need a Sam linebacker and a guy that could rush the edge, ideally. Anthony Barr would be a great fit for that. Pricey, but would be a great fit. Evan Potts asked again about Trey Flowers, and he pointed out, worked with Daly as a monster position in need. Could think he's a better signing with than Landon Collins. Yes, again, if they get rid of Ford and they get rid of Houston, Trey Flowers would be a great signing. He did really well with Daly, and I think he would do very well in Spagnuolo's system. I do think if they get rid of both of them, yes, he would be a better signing than Landon Collins, but they've already got an edge guy in place, so no need to create the need. Grant H. Tuttle says, what do you think about the Chiefs getting newly released Jamie Collins to be a strong side linebacker? I'm lukewarm. And I have my reasons, but we have a lot of questions, Grant, and I'm very sorry. I'm lukewarm on it. I don't quite see the juice there that I want, but I don't know enough about Jamie Collins to say anything definitively. Tanner Graver says, the free agent safety market is flooded. Assuming Barry is cut, which free agent, free and strong safety, would you prefer the Chiefs to sign? I mean, if money weren't an object, Landon Collins and Earl Thomas, since money is probably an object, I would love to go with like a combination. You know, what if you did, you know, you could do Landon Collins and Trey Boston, or you could go the other way and do Earl Thomas and Eric Weddle, or Adrian Amos and Eric Weddle, or Kenny Vaccaro and Earl Thomas, or, you know, I mean, there's a lot of different directions it goes. There's so many talented safeties on the market that I'm almost starting to hope that the Chiefs sit out the first wave of signings because I think they will be able to get a deal. Bailey Hale, sorry if I butchered your name, if Kansas City won the Super Bowl, would you be attending the parade? Probably not. That's way too many people. But, you know, probably. Todd Lutz asks, what does Patrick Mahomes need this year to be better? Todd, if you're interested, you can look on The Athletic. I actually wrote about this right after the season ended, the areas that he could improve. His pocket presence is generally good, but he could learn to shorten his steps in the pocket, and he could be a little more consistent with his deep ball. And pre-snap recognition of blitzes are all things I'd like him to work on. And again, on theathletic.com, by the way, there's a sale going on with the year anniversary of The Athletic arriving in Kansas City. You can get it for 40% off. Take a look, or you can do a free trial to read all the stuff that I've written. If you say, hey, I can't live without it, then you subscribe, right? One more, then we're going to take a quick break because, man, we're flying through, but I don't know if it's fast enough. Justin Spear asks, how many MVPs and Super Bowls will Mahomes win? I'm going to go with four. No, that'd be like the greatest. I'm going to go with 3-2. That's my guess with Mahomes. How many MVPs and Super Bowls will Mahomes win? We are going to take a quick break and we'll be right back just roaring through this stuff right after this.
Hope you guys are enjoying today's show. We want to let you know that we're going to be with you every day of the week, all offseason long, just like we are during the football season. So make sure you're subscribed. Send your questions to Seth at Real Minnesota Chiefs Fan on Twitter. And check out Ryan's live Q&A sessions Monday nights on the RGR Football Channel on YouTube.
All right, we are roaring through the mailbag, people. I'm telling you, we're going to get there. We're going to get all the way to the bottom this time. With the window we have to make a Super Bowl push, William Cox asks, before Mahomes contract 2, how pro are you trading draft capital for known successful players to fill needs? I am very pro for that. Now with Patrick Mahomes, your window is always open, but I would like to see them be aggressive this year. I would love to see them take some of the draft capital they have and say, hey, let's go get Patrick Peterson. Let's get nutty with this thing, and let's try to compete for a Super Bowl this year. All right. Travis asks, now that the Chargers have to play in a soccer stadium called the Dignity Health Center, StubHub said it was lame enough. That was him, not me, but it was funny. Aren't you glad the Chiefs haven't sold off the naming rights to Arrowhead? Yes, absolutely. I get the idea. I mean, what an easy way to make money. Imagine if you could make $1 million just by naming something something, right? I would name one of my kids Subway if Subway would give me $1 million for it. I hope my wife didn't hear that. But I'm just saying, I can see why they would do it. But I'm glad that they've kept it Arrowhead. Brandon says, Hockenson is available at 29, and Greedy and Murphy are gone to the Chiefs' take-up. Man, I would in a second, in a heartbeat. Check out the tight ends in this class. I get it. The Chiefs need corner help, and the free agent market is not good for it. I get it. I really, really do. But, man, some of these tight ends can play. Hockenson can really block as well as he's got the makings, I think, of a really good receiver, a yards-after-catch monster. He's not quite as athletic as Kelsey, but I think he's got soft hands, great with contested passes, and the Chiefs could destroy teams with two tight end, two wide receiver sets. They could just completely destroy them because they would force them into bad personnel groupings, and it would be so much fun to watch. Plus, with Hockenson's ability as a blocker, you can do all kinds of stuff out of there. Mike Wilson asks, if Jamaal Charles played on the 2003 Chiefs behind that O-line, do you take the over-under of 2,300 all-purpose yards? I take the over on that easily. It's not even close. I would take the over on 2,000 rushing yards behind that offensive line. That was the best blocking group I've ever seen. Jamaal Charles is one of the best two or three runners that I have ever watched. In my most recent article, if you haven't checked it out on The Athletic, I'm shilling today for some reason. I wrote about Justin Houston maybe departing and how quickly kind of things change. And there's a Jamaal Charles clip in it. Take a look at it. I actually kind of poured my heart and soul into that one a little bit rather than my normal analysis. And it's easy to forget how great Jamaal Charles was. He was great. Just like that blocking unit was great. I think Jamaal Charles would have 2,700 all-purpose yards behind that thing. It would be insane. Terry Dunlap says, if the Chiefs trade Ford and cut Houston, could they be counting on K-Pass for production? Is this feasible? Every time I've seen K-Pass play, I've walked away thinking, I feel like that guy can do more. Now, I don't know if it's an issue of coachability or what, but he certainly has the physical tools. He certainly has the combination of strength and athleticism, and even has a little bit of bend. So I'm not sure why he hasn't played much, other than maybe positional fit, but I think he's got a shot. That said, if they get rid of Houston and Ford, again, I think you got to get Trey Flowers or another veteran that you can count on to produce. Otherwise, I feel like you're wasting a year of Chris Jones' prime surrounding him with a bunch of unknowns. On Tap says, do you think Hunt is going to the Browns makes them the team to beat these next couple of years? Absolutely not. The Chiefs are the team to beat along with the Patriots the next couple of years. And don't kid yourself any other way. Baker Mayfield wasn't half the quarterback Patrick Mahomes was last year. Yes, the Browns are a popular choice. Yes, the Browns are a good team. However, keep in mind the Browns already had great running back play last year and they barely went 500. The Chiefs beat them easily last year. I get that the Browns are a sexy pick. I think Baker Mayfield is going to be one of the people vying for best quarterback in the NFL, not named Patrick Mahomes, for the next 10 years. But he is not Patrick Mahomes. He's just not. Joe Cox, St. Louis Chiefs, says, who wins the Game of Thrones? I'm going to go with, I think for all the crap that they've done and all the horrible things that have happened, I think they go with the super happy ending and Jon Snow and Daenerys? Yeah, I think so. Sorry, I'm not super knowledgeable, but somewhat knowledgeable. I think those two end up on the throne, and we all politely look the other way about the fact that they're related. Seth, what a great name, Seth. What are two of the worst possible free agent signings that Casey might possibly make in 2019? Well, it's impossible to say before you see the results on the field, right? I mean, you never know how things might work out. The Le'Veon Bell thing freaks me out a little bit because I feel like it's not necessarily a position of need. I like what Damian Williams does, and it's spending a lot of money. So I would not be thrilled about that. But even then, I would give it a chance. The big thing to remember, free agent signings, gauging them in March is tough. You can look at how good the player was, and that's about it. You don't know until you see the results on the field. Now, is that going to stop me from reviewing the film of every free agent they sign? No, of course not. What, are you kidding? Did you just start following me? Of course I'm going to do it. But it's really tough to say. Le'Veon Bell would concern me, though, because I'd feel like they were losing the forest for the trees. But that could just be them saying, you know what? This is the new NFL. It's all about offense, which would be fun. Byron asks, how do you have time in the day to get what you have to get done? You have three jobs plus a family. Love your take, Seth. Keep up the great work. Well, thanks, Byron. I really appreciate that. That's a cool drawing, too, in your Twitter bio. How do I have time in the day? I try to be very organized. I try to prioritize. And I try to always keep in mind that I've got to put my family first and then make time for everything else. That and about once every 2 weeks, I crash in the middle of the day and end up taking like a 3-hour nap on accident because I don't get enough sleep. So, you know, those combination of things, that and I've got a great wife that helps me out with a ton of different things. Michael Kirov says, which player in the draft this year would make the best cage fighter? I don't know about player in the draft. Hawkinson's a violent blocker. But I do know that as far as in the NFL, Alan Bailey. I refuse to believe that he would not kill anyone and anything in his way. And it's not just because he's huge and ripped. There's a lot of huge ripped guys in there, right? But it's because he is your classic rural, he's had to kill an alligator with a shovel guy. He would do whatever it took. Wagner Moraes, I'm sorry again if I butchered your last name. I hear a lot about defensive backs in the draft for the Chiefs, but wouldn't it make sense to go linebacker? We've seen some defenses transformed by drafting this position. Sorry for bad English. Cheers from Brazil. Cheers, Wagner. I'm sorry if I'm butchering your name, and your English is just fine. So don't ever apologize, my friend. You've got great English. I don't think a linebacker necessarily transforms this defense. I think a defensive back would be more the way to go. Maybe if you get a guy that you think is a really great fit at the Sam linebacker position, yeah, go for it. But I really do think they've got the middle linebacker and the weak side linebacker spot fulfilled. Big Chief Sean says, is there anything or anyone that makes you confident about our defense next season? Yes, I do think that a lot of the personnel is better suited for Spagnuolo's system. I think that you're going to see some aggressive moves. I think you're also going to see a step forward from the guys that were rookies last year who were already pretty decent players. And so I think there are some reasons to be optimistic. And plus, it really can't get much worse. Angry Old Fetus. Good Lord, what a name. And then Fetus 413. So there were 412 other fetuses on Twitter? Oh, man. Who is a better fit, Collins or Weddle? Collins is definitely the better fit, in my opinion. I think he's a better player. He's got more range. I think he's got more versatility at this point. But Weddle, in my opinion, is still a very good player. Now, it's always a risk when you got a guy who's 34 that he's finally going to lose that last step, and then you're in real trouble. But we'll see. Childish. Let me see. Yeah, Childish. Nice. He asked about the Jones-Bell video. We've already talked about that. Said, also saw a report the Chiefs might make a play for a big offensive weapon somewhere. Who besides Bell would you want to see? You know, I've been thinking about this, and this wouldn't be nearly as big a name as Bell. I wouldn't hate seeing the Chiefs add, like, Jared Cook at tight end, again, for the reasons that I've talked about. You can really screw with teams personnel-wise. There aren't a lot of wide receivers out there that I'm in love with. And that's the thing. If they're in the market for a big offensive weapon and they really want to try to put 40 a game on people, then I do think Le'Veon Bell is the obvious way to go. Again, it's not what I would do, but what are you going to do? We're about a minute away from another break, and I have had people clamor asking for this. I need a drink of water, and it hasn't been the same without doing this in the middle of a podcast. Ah, that's good stuff. It'll be interesting to see if Ryan edits that out. MV Pat, love the name, says, soft shell or a hard shell tacos? Both, my friend. A hard shell with a soft shell wrapped around it. And if you're doing it any other way, I apologize, but you're doing it wrong. You take the hard shell, you take the soft shell, right? And then you put the refried beans all over it. And then you put it, wrap it around the hard shell. And then the refried beans stick, and it is delicious. Brian Carender asks, if Mrs. Minnesota Chiefs can wave a magic wand and fix one of your faults, which one would she choose and why? Oh, man. I think she would make me think a little bit before I do things because I don't always think before I leap, which I'm sure sounds crazy hearing it on here, I'm sure. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Maybe she would say that I'm too generous and too loving. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to roll through, and I think we're going to finish. Maybe I'm being overly optimistic, but we'll find out. I think we're going to finish right after these messages and all that bill paying that we got to do.
We have a powerful new feed to tell you about. Check out Locked On NFL Net on Twitter. It is all the inside information from our hosts for all the Locked On shows for all of the NFL teams in one Twitter feed. That's LockedOnNFL.net on Twitter. Check that out today.
All right, we're rolling through the mailbag. We're talking about what my wife would fix about me, probably many things. Connor Kaufman says, what's the realistic expectation for Barry this offseason? Absolutely no idea whatsoever. I have no idea what's going on with him. I'm not sure the Chiefs do either at this point, to be perfectly honest. Chiefs Man 1 says, what if the Chiefs do blow it up on defense? How do you evaluate the likely changes in Spags' system with the possible free agent acquisitions returning players? The only thing I care about is that they are not horrible again. If they are subpar, okay, fair enough. But if they make a significant improvement, I'm fine with it. I really don't care if it's with some of the same players, a lot of the same players, a bunch of different players. I don't care. They just can't suck again. That's the only way I'll gauge improvement. Barry Gerard says, what are the odds the Chiefs revert to the mean and finish second next year? I noticed 15 wore a brace at one time during his college career. Does anybody have any 411? As far as the brace at one time, I have absolutely no idea. The odds that they revert to the mean, you never know. It's the NFL. But I personally am not too worried about it. Owen H. asks, which year was the best Madden? I'm trying to think. The year with Vince Young on the cover, not because Vince Young was on the cover. I don't remember what year that was. Maybe it was 06, I want to say. I really liked that year just because of the combination of things that I thought made it great, which would be a long story, but I think that's the year. That was my favorite. All right. James P. says, a tough question this time. How does a reporter bounce trying to be first with news versus actually hurting the team's leverage? That's a reference to a report that was made by a friend of mine that a lot of people have called out as inaccurate. I personally think that he reported what he was told, and I'm not going to get too much into the details. I don't think that reporters should worry about hurting a team's leverage. I think it's their job to report. I don't think people who report on the team owe the team anything. They don't. They are doing their job, and the team is doing their job. So I just don't view it like that. The idea is that if he should hold off information to help the team, but that's just not his job. That's not part of it. So we'll see what happens with the whole Houston thing. Ian DeFries says, do you think it's a bad look for the Chiefs to be lobbying for new overtime rule? No, man, we want more quarterbacks. Are you serious? Ian also asks, do you think there will be surprise offseason signing, offensive signing? If so, who? I think there will be. I have no idea who. The Le'Veon Bell thing is freaking me out, but I think that was just Chris Jones being goofy. Mike Wall, another good friend of mine. Hey, brother. It would be interesting to look at Tamba and his early years, compare them to our latest second-round picks. Look at expectations, results, and fan base reactions. Yeah, that would be. Waldog says, what changes does Mahomes have to make, if any, to stay ahead of the pack this year? He would not have to change a single thing to be better, but the stuff that I... to be better than the rest of the pack, he already is. However, Waldock says, no doubt he won't be able to pull off a few of the tricks he did last year due to the tape being poured over by coaches. I disagree with that. You cannot game plan around some of the things Patrick Mahomes does. You can't game plan around a quarterback throwing no-look passes and making them pinpoint. You cannot. There's no game planning for that. There's no thing that'll make that go away. So I don't anticipate game plan fixing that. And you got to remember, Mahomes has film on them too. Jesse Berkey asks, if you could only pick one, pastor, lawyer, Chiefs NFL analyst, or Daredevil's fighting sidekick, pastor, and I won't, you know, bore everyone with my personal story and all that stuff. You can always DM me on Twitter if you're interested in it. But pastor is what I'm supposed to be doing. Everything else is just putting food on the table, guys. Joey V says, how frustrated should Chiefs fans be with John Dorsey's tenure? Seems like he's just working overtime this offseason to try to get out from under Dorsey's terrible cap management and making mistakes like drafting Hunt and Peters, who were great players but had glaring personal issues. I don't necessarily agree with the last part regarding Hunt and Peters, them being huge mistakes. They had some personal issues, but you don't have a crystal ball. You know, Tyreek Hill did too, okay? So you never know. As far as frustrated, I don't think they should necessarily be frustrated. I think he really helped turn the team around, and it's okay that someone can have a good and bad legacy. Travis Elliott says, as much as I hate to say it, I part with Houston and Ford. Both will be very expensive, not ideal, in a 43. What say you, Seth? Don't worry, because they won't be in base all the time. Yes, that's a big part of it, Travis. They won't be in base like 70% of the time. And then I would also say that both Ford and Houston can fit into a 43 as a defensive end. Both of them are versatile enough to do it. Jeremy Jones says, let's say we land Collins part ways with Barry. Safety market is deep. Some guys aren't getting what they wanted. Safety like last season. Do you see any of those names possibly matching up well with Collins and Casey? A ton of them. Collins is a more traditional strong safety. There's a lot of really good free safeties. I would love to see them bring in like LaMarcus Joyner or something like that. Someone with a ton of range who really can roam the back end. Trey Boston can do that too. There's just so many guys that can fill that role. And I really think you're going to have an opportunity to bring in some guys on the cheap. Daniel Kipp says, can the Chiefs trade back from the 29th and be seen as win now? Yeah, sure, absolutely. With their current situation, they are a win now team. They're hopefully a win later team as well. Dave's asked, looking back at picking K-Pass, do you think Dorsey could have been eyeing a return to the 43? I have no idea. I've kind of heard this a lot, like this kind of conspiracy theory almost, that they would have, you know, they've been planning to switch to the 43 for a while. I have no idea. I personally think Dorsey just fell in love with the pick. Colin asked, what animal does Jamaal Charles remind you of while running? That's a really great question. You know, I don't want to take anything from Ty Hill, but he does remind me of a cheetah, not just because of the speed, though. When cheetahs get going, it's like they're gliding, and that's Jamaal Charles. The whole thing I've written about before and talked about before is that it's like he was on a different surface than everyone else, and that's something you see with a cheetah when they're running. Josh Zachariah says, do you think the Chiefs are planning on trading Ford and then keeping Houston? Seems they will keep one, but will try to get the most return possible for the other. I mean, that could happen. That would be really interesting, I think. Let's say if someone offers them a first for Ford. I mean, doesn't it make sense to keep Houston around them with the cap savings you're getting? I think so, but, you know, now I don't know if Houston's the type of player that this whole drama might affect his play. So, you know, that I would be real leery about that because Houston's an independent dude, so you never know how that might affect things. Mark Kappel says, Will you explain to everyone for clarification what a flat-out release of Eric Berry pre-June 1st, 2019 will do this Chiefs salary cap? They'd save like $1.5 million if they don't do a post-June 1st cut. If they do a post-June 1st, then I think it's like an extra $7 million, but it doesn't come available till after June 1st. But it would allow them to spend right up to the cap limit, and then they could sign their rookies after June 1st. Brian Carender asks, think the Chiefs will look at signing Tevin Coleman, a running back considering his history with Dylan McCullough? Yeah, maybe. I wouldn't hate that. I think he's someone with some potential and can make some plays. Mizzou SO, why do you prefer Weddle over Collins if we're trying to go younger? Collins is an all-pro on the rise and Weddle is on the decline. I don't think I said I prefer Weddle over Collins, and I don't think it's ever a good idea to view things in such a binary way, like, well, we're trying to go younger, so never sign older guys. I don't think that's the way good roster construction works. I think you also have to say, yeah, we're trying to get younger. We're also trying to compete for a Super Bowl. And so even though I personally would prefer Collins a little bit, but Weddle gives you the opportunity to sign a bunch of other players and really improve at that position and provide the leadership that you need there and potentially help win a Super Bowl. So I think there's arguments to be made for both sides, and it's never a good idea to view team building through only one lens, like we're only trying to get young. Don Beal says, bring in Xavier Rhodes from Minnesota for a second and next year's fourth. Sign Namus and Weddle. Release Berry, Houston, and trade Ford. Stack draft with Edge, DL, upside cornerback. Win the offseason. Thoughts? I don't like the idea of trying to stack the draft with edge players and hope that you somehow win along the edge there. That's very, very dangerous stuff. Now you could talk me into maybe the rest of it and keep one of those edge rushers. Sure, that looks like a good aggressive plan to me. I like the idea of bringing in Xavier Rhodes. I think that guy can really play. Jared W. Orskog, sorry if I butchered your name, any sense that we can expect some moves to happen as far as Houston, Sorensen, etc.? No idea whatsoever. This offseason is driving me crazy. It feels like it's taking forever. Dallas Hyder, you had a draft question. I haven't looked at Julian Love yet, but I've heard good things. We'll see. Cameron Kusher asks, do you really need to go all in with Collins, Vaccaro, Boss, Namus, Clinton Dix, and other players much better than our current safeties and will likely come a lot cheaper than Collins? Yeah, you could definitely get a bunch of other players. I don't hate the idea of grabbing a couple of safeties rather than just Collins. So I don't think that's a bad idea at all. Brandon asks, how many times a day do you text Josh Briscoe? Until recently, hardly ever. You know, we do talk and text a little bit. I like Josh. He's a good friend of mine. But that was just, I happened to be annoying him a lot. He's made it into the mailbag a lot. We've got a few more questions here that are partly repetitive, and so I'm not going to get to all of them. So how about this? Do you have any way too early predictions by Axel Foley for the defensive expectations compared to 2018? My prediction is that they are a top 22 defense in DVOA, which would be a pretty sizable improvement. I reserve the right to change that, raise it, or lower it. Michael Dewey says, if you got a second for Ford, a fourth for Houston, had to cut Barry to get Collins, this is a winning scenario for the Chiefs, only if they signed an edge rusher. Tim Allen Turing says, in your opinion, what Star Wars movie is the best? Which one is the worst, excluding Phantom Menace? Totally unfair to exclude the Phantom Menace. I would have to go with Return of the Jedi or The Empire Strikes Back as the best. As far as the worst ones, then I guess if we're going to exclude the Phantom Menace, I'm going to do Attack of the Clones. All right. I just took my first breath in half an hour. I really appreciate you guys listening. I love doing this. Love doing the mailbag. I hope you guys tune in next time. Make sure to take a look at what the Locked On account's doing. Make sure you take a look at what Ryan's doing with RGR Football on YouTube. Take a look at what Chris is doing in terms of on the Locked On Chiefs account and with Chiefs Digest. Check out what I'm doing at The Athletic. Do a free trial. See if you can't live without it. In the meantime, always appreciate you guys listening. You guys rock. I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. And keep in mind, it is a great week to be a Chiefs fan. Take care, guys. Thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the show on iTunes or Google Play. Follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Chiefs. Check out my work at RGR Football on YouTube, Chris's work on LockedOnChiefs.com, and all of Seth's film analysis at TheAthletic.com. Thanks for listening.